Yeah. Purple Rain Canada. 42 years ago, the movie came out. So we're honoring Prince today by the playing of Purple Rain, the movie. Soundtrack's fantastic. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here, 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Our next guest, we're going to take some credit for his success. Why not? Because we like to hop on bandwagons a lot of time. Let's bring in our good friend Brian Bates. His special just came out this weekend on Nateland Entertainment on YouTube. It is very funny. It's called Worried. Brian joins us now. Brian, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. I got to tell you, I watched Friday night and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. I watched part of it again on Sunday and I laughed even more. My question is, do you watch these specials? Because like a lot of us don't like to see us or hear us, but do you watch right. these specials?
Well, this one I did because obviously I wanted it to, you know, look as good as possible. So I was there along the way of the editing process and making sure that, you know, everything looked great. And, but I know what you mean. I don't generally like to watch myself doing stand-up comedy, but, in this case I did because I wanted it to be perfect.
Oh, and it was, it's very funny again, and it's clean and it's great. And I like the title Worried. It's just because we're all worried about something, right? This or that or things to go like we wanted to go. How did you come up with the Worried title for this special?
Well, the first time I ever got called out on it was I was on my senior trip to Panama City Beach, Florida. That's what you did, you know,
right
back then. And I was down there with a group of friends, and I know it's going to shock you, Joe, but I didn't have much game back then. So in my mind, we're talking to these girls, and in my mind, I'm just going to be cool. Like I'm going to put off this vibe of I don't even care to be here. Like, you know,
yeah,
whatever. That's what I think I'm putting off. Like, you know, whatever. And out of the blue, one of these girls points at me and goes, "This guy looks worried." And they all start laughing and dying laughing. And I was so embarrassed. The whole weekend, they called me Worried.
Oh, yes.
That's my name. Those girls, by the way, Joe, went to McGavick High School.
Yes. They know what's going on.
I know. Those McGavick girls can be rough. They know how to put you down.
Oh, so what year is this? We're in Panama City.
This is 1990.
Oh, yeah.
We just graduated high school. I think they graduated too. I think we're all down there on our senior trip, and you know, they've been hanging out with The Rock probably in high school.
That's right. And now they got Brian Bates that is down there doing this. We had you on back in April, right before the special aired. And what's the last 3 months been like waiting for this to come out? Because this is a big deal, Brian. You know this, and it's a monumental moment to have your special out and all that. But what's the last 3 months been like waiting for this to come out?
Well, I mean, I felt so good about it the night we taped it. And so I was pretty excited to get it out. So it's just, you know, I've just been patiently waiting. But at the same time, you know, looking over the rough draft and trying to improve it. And we didn't do a lot of editing. I mean, it was we only did one take that night. You know, a lot of times when guys shoot comedy specials, they'll do two at a night.
Right.
And then they'll put together the best of the two. I just did one take, so, you know, there wasn't a ton of editing to do. And then I shot that opening sequence of it after I was done taping that night. But, you know, I guess the answer is the last month or so, I have been purposely not doing any material from that special at my shows because I want the special to do so well that everybody who's come to my shows has already seen those jokes. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And so I, for the whole month of July, I've not been doing any jokes from that special at my public shows because I want to have a whole new act when people come to see me.
Comedian Brian Bates is on with us. Brian, I don't know if this was intended on the Worried full special, but there are 21 different audio tracks for just different languages, and I played around with it, and I put it in Spanish, I put it in, you know, Dutch, French, German. Was that intended originally, or is that just something that came up?
The answer to that is I have no idea. This is the first I've heard of this.
You should go back and listen to yourself in German. It's something. Or Japanese or Korean.
Yeah, I may go do that. But I'm guessing that's a YouTube thing. I don't think anybody on our team was like, oh, you're going to do huge in Korea. So we better get a track out there.
You never know. You might have fans out there. I don't know. But when it comes to, you know, you said there was not a lot of editing and you wanted this to be perfect. I just think it is perfect the way you described it, because everybody wants it to be natural. There shouldn't be any like hard cuts of certain, you know, situations during the special. I thought it was well put together.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's it's risky just doing one take, because if the crowd's not great, you know, you're stuck with them. But that crowd was, that audience was awesome, and it was just an easy edit because, you know, it was all in the moment.
Yeah, watching it, one of the first jokes, not to give too much away, but the DMV I thought was probably top-notch. It was so relatable because that's happened to me multiple times. But I remember my first, you know, driver's license I got. It was a fantastic picture. And then, you know, you got to retake it. It's never a good thing.
Yeah, that was over the DMV in East Nashville, and they were so busy, and this lady just pushed me toward a kiosk, and, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's time for the photo, and I'm like, what in the world? So, I don't want to give it away anymore. I don't want people to go watch the special, but, yeah, that so many of those stories happen here in Nashville.
I think it's great. Brian Bates is with us. A special just released on the Nate Land Entertainment YouTube channel. How has YouTube been so vital to you guys, like you and Dusty and Aaron, even to Nate to a certain degree, Brian? Because the YouTube now is like, you get it out there. This is a huge event, huge deal. How has it helped you guys kind of go forward with your career?
Oh, man, it's night and day different as far as what comics and past generations had to do, because, you know, in the past to get your you know, your special out to mass audience, you had to go through either, you know, one of the networks, or then HBO, then Comedy Central, and now streaming services like Netflix. And obviously, you know, Netflix is still killing it, but right now anybody can put a special on YouTube, and if it's good enough, an audience will find it. And there's plenty of comedians who, you know, chosen just to do it on YouTube, and you know, their career is blown up because of it. So, you know, YouTube is just an even playing field for all of us now.
Yeah. Oh no, I totally agree. And listen, there's a lot of comedians on there, and there's a lot of, gosh, I don't. I mean, it takes us to get on stage and do that is great, but I mean, to be funny though and engage the audience is really difficult, and you've done that in this special, and it's very palpable through the TV screen. Like I relate to this so well, and it's just done so well, and it's so funny, and it's clean, which is really hard to do and be a clean comic. But you embrace this, and I got to think, I was reading some of the comments on the YouTube, like people love, I mean, from around the country are weighing in on this, so that's got to feel pretty good as well.
Well, most of those comments are actually different burner accounts I have, so they're not from around the country, Joe. They're mostly from my bedroom, but
it works.
Yeah, yeah. I know it is incredible how the comedy industry, just in general, is just, and well, not just comedy, any entertainment really, because of social media, and it's just so different now. When I started, you had to move to New York or L.A.
Right
to have a chance to really make it in stand-up comedy. And now that's just not the case. I mean, you know, that's one reason why so many actors are moving to Nashville, because they don't need to live in L.A. They can audition, you know, in their living room. And for stand-up comedy, it used to be you had to send a VHS tape to clubs and things like that. And now it's just so much easier. You know, just to get your stuff out there.
All right, before you go, tell us again about your first paid gig as a comic. Wild Horse Saloon, was that right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Did I tell you that on a previous?
Yeah, I'd love it, though.
Yeah, it's first paid gig. It was me. The booker reached out to me through MySpace, if I remember correctly.
It's already funny right there.
I know. That tells you how long ago it was. And she said, we got a company Christmas party at the Wild Horse Saloon and would love to hire you, you know, to come perform. Now, I was brand new into stand-up comedy, and I was taking a stand-up comedy class, or I just got done taking a stand-up comedy class. So I was at least smart enough to know I don't have, like, an hour of material to go do the show. So I got three of my friends. So the four of us each went and did 15 minutes. And I think we got paid, like, $50 each or something like that. I remember when we quoted them the price, they looked at us, not happy, but, like, concerned. Like, what? Like, what have we got here?
Oh, that's great.
We would have been so much better off to have quoted them a higher price just to make them feel better. And then that was their first sign that they may have made a mistake. And then we get there, and it is an upstairs in a private room at the Wild Horse Saloon. And the band is downstairs on the main stage just thumping through the walls. And the whole time we're up there, we have to just, you know, try to talk over this loud. I'll just say this. That was almost 20 years ago. If I would have had to do it now, I still couldn't do it. It was just such a bad setup that it would still be a failure.
But you did it, though, man. I'm proud of you with all that. Yeah. Were you still working at Channel 5 at the time?
Oh, yeah. I worked at Channel 5 for 8 years before, while I was doing stand-up before I quit my job.
Holy cow. What? But you did it, though. There's something to be said there about not quitting and doing that, so well done. The special is Brian Bates. It's Worried. You can find it on the Nateland Entertainment YouTube channel. I've watched it. Big Joe approves of it because it's funny. And like Dr. Crane said, Brian, very relatable for all this, which is really good. What's your next, like, 60 days like?
Well, I'm going to be out promoting it a lot. I've already done, of course, you've been at every station in Nashville, so I just name drop you everywhere. I've already done Channel 4. Tomorrow I'm going over to my old stomping ground, Channel 5. I'm doing News 2 next week. So I'm doing the local stations, and then I'm doing podcasts. I'm going to St. Louis to a podcast. I'm doing a lot of promotion over the next few weeks of the special. And then but then I got my own show. I'm doing Bob and Tom.
Look at
in
you.
Indianapolis. Yeah. So just trying to get the word out there and also do my shows.
Well, just before you go, Brian, obviously you're going to be on the road a lot. And our question of the day just it gels perfectly with this. What is the worst car to get stuck behind? I mean, for Joe, it was, what did you say, Joe?
Ford Focus.
Ford Focus. I said a lifted Chevy truck that has a muffler the size of a drain pipe that just blows black smoke. What is it for you?
Yeah, when you're in a hurry somewhere and you get stuck behind this car, you know you're screwed. What car is it?
Let me think about that. Well, I don't know worst car necessarily, but I would say if I'm in Nashville, the worst red light is that one at Despain.
There you go. The worst red light in the history of America. Nothing comes close.
I saw your post, but you didn't explain why. Why is it the worst?
Because it always catches. It's one red light on that stretch of Lebanon Road. It always catches me. It turns red once every like 40 minutes, and it always catches me. And I know that somebody sees me coming and presses the button. I'm telling you, Brian, I get stuck at that light 75% of the time. It's awful. And behind a Ford Focus, it's even worse.
All right, let me think of a car. Gosh, that's a tough one. I would say I do not have a good answer for this.
What do you drive?
I drive a Honda Accord.
Pretty close.
It might be me. I might, if I see someone drive a car like mine, I know how I drive.
Right.
I'm like, oh gosh, this is going to be bad.
Oh, that's the best answer, man. Best answer. Brian, thank you, man. We're proud of you. Much success. And when you're around and there's a show around town, let us know so we can help promote it. But this is really good stuff, man. Proud of you, buddy.
Well, thank you so much. Everyone go watch the special.
We'll do that. Thank you. Brian Bates, the special is Worried on the Nateland Entertainment YouTube channel. He's a local guy in Nashville, or a Middle Tennessee guy.